Hello. So, did we really say that Google loves duplicate content? Well, yes, we did, and I'd like you to keep reading to find out why. This is a long post, and the email that went with it, of course, and it's a fairly long audio, but I think you'll benefit from the information that we're going to be sharing with you, so please stick with us until the end. But before we get to the good stuff, if you pay attention to what we're discussing today, you're going to save yourself time and effort in the future, and you may even make some more money too. We know from the questions that we get that many people think Google hates duplicate content, but they really don't. Google does not hate duplicate content. What Google really hates is you manipulating their search engine results to make a profit via Google. You see, Google can only really exist because of duplicate content, and here's why. If there was only ever a single article on a particular topic, then there wouldn't be a need for search engines and search engine results. Because if the answer to any question was only ever on a single web page, well, Google wouldn't have a real advantage over any other search engine. They would all deliver the same results, and Google would not enjoy the monopoly or the near monopoly that they seem to have on search engine usage. So do you think they might want to keep that advantage and enjoy the billions of dollars that they create in advertising revenue for themselves? I think they would. I think any business would. It's fairly obvious, right? So they've got to do something that other search engines aren't doing, or something that other search engines don't do well, to distinguish themselves from those other search engines. Now, one of the ways that they can do that is to index everything on the internet and then provide it in an accessible form via their search engine. So what that really means is they take your content and they feed it into their machine to make money for them. Now here's where it starts to get interesting, because what they're really doing with duplicate content, when they index it, there's a couple of things going on. The first is that they want to take out or weed out what they think is content which is manipulating them. They don't want anybody playing games with their ranking system. And that's fine. That's fair enough. But the second thing that they're going to do is choose which keywords any website or page will rank for. So a particular piece of content, Google will decide which keywords are relevant for that content. So, yep, that means duplicate content can rank, but it also means that Google will decide which of the keywords it will rank for. Now, we're going to get into that in the future because it's quite a deep discussion, so we can't cover it in this particular audio, but we will go into that in the future. Duplicate content can also have seasonality because, of course, there are certain times of year when people are all doing the same thing. And at Christmas time, for example, everybody's planning Christmas meals, Christmas shopping, decorations and so on. There was a post on Facebook about this that was kind of resonant because there was a large element of truth in it. And it was a bit of a joke, but it was saying that the plot of every Hallmark movie is about a career woman and she ends up moving to a small town for some reason. She meets some local guy. Eventually they fall in love. Very often they'll have some kind of arguments to begin with. And then it starts to snow and they kiss. And the joke goes on to say that sometimes there's a dog in there somewhere. The end. And they lived happily ever after. It is kind of true, and that makes it kind of funny, because those movies do have a certain kind of pattern to them. I actually checked the listings in my area for cable TV, and there's a channel that's dedicated to showing just that one kind of movie over and over. And these movies are showing 24 hours a day. Now, of course, the actors will change and the character names changes, the town changes, but the story, the plot, is always the same. So it's duplicated content, but they wrap it up in different coloured ribbons to make it look different. Now, TV stations are paying to show those movies. They have to pay the production company something to pay to show them on TV. And they pay to show them because, and this is really the point to pay attention to, people watch them, and advertising is sold on the back of how many people watch them. So that means advertising revenue is generated by duplicated content. And in fact, it's evergreen, which we will get to later. So this is commercial interests serving up the kind of content that people want. Now that sounds like Google to me. And it isn't just on TV. I checked out my local supermarket in the UK. It's called Asda. It's owned by Walmart. And they have dozens of DVDs. And these movies on these DVDs, a lot of them are very much the same storyline. For example, A Christmas Carol is one that is played at Christmas time every year. And there are multiple versions of it and variations of it. And it's a timeless story that's been duplicated over and over. And names change, timescales change, locations change. But the story doesn't. And then I took a look at the magazine rack, and there are loads of stories about how to lose weight in time for the holiday celebrations, how to cook the best turkey ever, and so on. They're all showing you the same content, really, because if they're all showing you the best way to cook a turkey, well, it's the best way to cook a turkey. But you see people pick these magazines up. Some will go for the one with a red cover. Some might prefer the blue or the sparkly gold. But the content essentially is the same. And right now, the time when this audio is being created, that's the type of content people are looking for. But again, the magazines are just wrapping up that duplicated content in different coloured ribbons to make it look different. And in some cases, the same writer, or shall we say chef, is preparing the same recipes for different magazines. So it really is literally duplicated content. If you use Google and check out news stories of something topical, you find dozens or sometimes hundreds or maybe even thousands of exact duplicates. News agencies sell these stories to various sites, and very often they're published without alteration. Now look, we know that only one site can ever be at position one on page one, but you can still get traffic from positions 2, 3, 4, 5 through to 10 and so on. But here's something that's more significant than that. Different keyword searches will usually show different site ranking results. So a site that could be at position 9 for one keyword might be at position 4 for a different keyword. It could even be at position 1 for yet another keyword. So again, we'll talk in the future about keywords and how you find them and so on. Let's just talk about evergreen content for a moment for anybody who's not sure what it means. It's a fancy term. It just means content that's always of interest to people. So dieting is a good example because it's something people are interested in all the time. Next year is going to be the same. Millions of people are going to look for information on dieting. Look, there's more information on the web already about dieting, and in print, of course, than anyone's ever going to read. But there's going to be more published next week, next year, and the year after that because people keep demanding more. So that means people keep looking for the latest and greatest diet information, even if it's been repackaged. So Dr. Atkins did a book many years ago. They republished it as the new Dr. Atkins diet book. More people bought it. It was the same information, really. So these are evergreen topics. And at this time of year, the example I gave you about cooking turkey, that's a massive topic. It will be again next year around the same time. Probably nobody's going to read about cooking turkey in May. Almost nobody anyway. But around November and December next year, huge numbers of people are going to be turning to Google to find out. And they're going to be asking the question, how do we cook the perfect turkey? So whose site will give them the answer? Because it could just as easily be yours, even though this information has been published and republished tons of times. A question that we get asked regularly is whether duplicate content can rank, and the answer is absolutely yes, it can. There are some things you need to avoid, and some things you can do that will help with ranking, but the basic answer is very simple. Duplicate content can and does rank if you know what you're doing. Google wants this duplicate content because they need it, and Google needs it because people are searching for the same things over and over. Meeting that search demand is something Google cannot do on their own. Literally, they cannot do it on their own if you and other people do not publish content as often as you can. Now, if you want to know the things you can do with duplicate content to improve your chances of ranking, please keep watching for the next email because we're going to tell you how easy it is once you know a couple of the very simple secrets. Thanks for listening, and please do take the time to leave a comment and your questions. We'd love to hear from you.